This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
The United States had no part to play in that crash, and so that's a fact, plain and simple.
And Israel? Are you afraid they're going to blame Israel?
I won't speculate as to what they'll blame. Again, they have to conduct an investigation to see what the cause of the crash was. It could be a number of things: mechanical failure, pilot error, you name it. So
there you were listening to Lloyd Austin speaking about the helicopter crash, the Iranian president who died in that helicopter crash. And the rest of us are saying, okay, what now? I certainly don't know what the ins and outs are, but I do know how much of a player Iran is in all of the turmoil that's taking place in the Middle East. It always seems to trail back to Iran. So the question is, what next? That's why we go to our experts here. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg joining us now, the former National Security Advisor to the Trump administration, as well as co-chair for the Center for American Security at America First Policy Institute. General, thank you for being back with us today. It's a pleasure to have you.
Annie, thanks for having me. Good to be with you. What's up?
I'm going to give you the floor. This helicopter crash killing the Iranian president seems like a really huge deal from the outside looking in. And with all the turmoil taking place in the Middle East right now, what do you make of this?
Yeah, Annie, you know, this is one of those times I actually agree with Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense. You know, it looks like it was an avionics problem. It was a bad weather problem. I will tell you, flying in fog is really hard and it's really difficult to do, even with the best avionics. And I go back to what happened with Kobe Bryant, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago in California, when the helicopter went into fog, you lose spatial reference, and you go under the ground, and that's what happened. And I think this is one of those where it was a bad accident, but it compounded with probably bad avionics on the aircraft, not a real good airframe, and probably poor pilots, and that's what happened. Mm. Now, saying that, to me, losing Raisi to the world is not a bad thing. I mean, this is the guy who was known as the Butcher of Tehran, not a good friend, a hardliner, and you know, he's gone, and I think the world is better off for it. Now, there's not going to be a replacement. You're going to get another hardliner. There's going to be no change in the policy.
So we're speaking with Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg about the death of the Iranian president. And I think that, you know, when we in America think of president, we have an understanding of what that means here in our republic. I think it probably means something different in Iran. I want to know what the role of the president is there and what kind of command and decision-making process that position has, so we'll know a little bit more about the replacement.
Yeah, the difference on a president, the presidents are not necessarily presidents, some are name only, because the real authority in Iran is the supreme leader, and that's Khamenei. And Khamenei is in his mid-80s, and Raisi was in his mid-60s. And Raisi was supposed to be the replacement for the supreme leader. The supreme leader is, in fact, for lack of a better term, the president, commander-in-chief, you know, the emir, whatever it is going to be out there. He kind of runs everything, and everything below it is a function of what the Supreme Leader wants to do. He's the ultimate authority in everything. So he's, when you think about it, if you had to do a wire diagram, while the president is important, he's actually number two in the pecking order in the list. But still, it's an important role because he's, for lack of a better term, he's the implementer. So if the Supreme Leader says do this, then the president will figure a way to go out and do it. And, you know, a succession plan, they do have somebody that is going to be a successor for 50 days. And after 50 days, you have to have an election. And, of course, it's kind of a controlled election. And there's a great possibility that the Supreme Leader's son will, in fact, be selected to replace Raisi. And then would set small line to replace the Supreme Leader.
So there will be that succession that will be put into play. And, you know, every day that passes in the Middle East right now is a consequential day. They have reacted very aggressively towards Israel, which, you know, in some cases, if the helicopter crash was, as you say, in a series of very unfortunate events, at least for the president, never let a good crisis go to waste, I suppose, to direct this towards Israel. What do you make of that reaction and Israel's part in this?
Yeah, that's one of those. Well, of course they're going to say that. You know, I mean, they can't very well say, or they wouldn't say, well, we just have bad pilots, bad aircraft, and fall apart. Remember, one of the first things they said out of the gate, the Iranians, they blamed us. Mm. They said, well, if it wasn't because of the sanctions, we wouldn't have problems with our airframes and maintenance of it. Oh, okay, great. I would say to them, well, then fly a Russian aircraft, okay? Don't fly a U.S. because it was a U.S. Bell helicopter. And they probably couldn't get the parts to do it. Of course, they're going to blame us first. Then they're going to blame Israel. And remember, this is the same nation that the leadership says, in parallel, death to America, death to Israel. Okay, you know, put us in the same bag. And unfortunately, I don't think the policies are going to change any. It's going to stay the same. It's an authoritarian society. The leadership has got the guns and the levers of power, and they're not going to give them up.
Mm. General Kellogg speaking with us right now, the former National Security Advisor to the Trump administration and co-chair for the Center for American Security at America First Policy Institute. If you're not directly involved, as you are, of course, in foreign policy measures and understanding the way the world works, I think that Americans have a very comfortable existence here. God bless America for that. That we don't really understand, you know, when you say like the rule by gun, I don't think that a lot of Americans and even myself understand the full capacity of what that means. The butcher of Tehran, what does that mean to us folks who may not understand the ways of the world over there? How do these leaders function?
Well, this is where, you know, I say that his moniker was the butcher of Tehran. We'll put it in American terms. Okay. So now you've got somebody who's leading the country and is responsible, directly responsible for the killing of thousands of people, executing because they were opponents to the regime.
His own people.
When you call about his own people, yeah. And then when you talk about the levers of power, because they've got the Iranian military and the Revolutionary Guard, they've got all the weapons. They don't have weapons in Iran that it'd be like we do with our, you know, the Second Amendment and going around and having weapons to be able to shoot, go on. They don't have that ability. So there's no ability to fight back against an authoritarian regime, even if they wanted to. So when you think of the United States, okay, think of somebody who's got life and death over you. Remember, there was a young lady who was basically killed, murdered, because she wouldn't wear a headdress, a hijab. Mm-hmm. So think of going into a store, and normally they want you to wear a scarf on your head. You don't wear a scarf. The revolutionary police come out, grab you, beat you to an inch of your life or kill you, and everybody goes, okay, well, that's okay. She violated the Revolutionary Code. And, oh, by the way, everybody else has got the guns to shoot you if they want to. And, oh, by the way, there's no trial of your peers. They just execute you when they want to execute it. And so you kind of look at it and go, really? He said, oh, yeah, that's the way Iran is, as an authoritarian dictatorship. So it's one of those, it's apples and oranges. And you'd have to tell the American people, unless you really kind of understand that, that these people are evil people. So when somebody like him leaves the world in a helicopter crash, I don't do what this administration, the Biden administration does, of saying, well, you know, we send our condolences to the people of Iran. No, not at all. You know, and that's what's happening all through this administration and other national administrations as well. You know, virtually every member of NATO said, oh, it's too bad this individual passed away. No, the guy's a thug. I mean, that's the frustration you run into, because a lot of that is naivete on the part of the American people, unfortunately, because sometimes they don't understand the workings of international affairs. This government is basically aligned very closely with Russia. It's aligned very closely with China. And you've got that bad axis of evil working in tandem.
You know, I'm looking at a Fox News report right now that the United Nations has lowered the flag to half staff in honor of the Iranian president. Does it surprise you that the UN did that?
No, not at all, Annie. Not at all. I'd be surprised if hopefully the American White House, they didn't go over to the White House. But that's what I'm talking about. So it's one of those, you know, it's convoluted, but it's sort of like, and I'll do an intellectual leap. It's sort of like the International Criminal Court basically saying they want to bring charges against Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, and Gallant, his Minister of Defense. And, oh, by the way, we'll bring charges against Sinwar, who's leading the Hamas terrorist group in Rafah. There's an equivalence there. There's no moral equivalence, and I think you can't take it that way. Yet what they do, the UN says there's a moral equivalence. No, there's not. These people are bad people, and that's what you run into. That's the constant fight we have as Americans, that we need to draw a line. There are good people, there are bad people, and we're on the side of the good people, not the bad people. Mm-hmm. But see, that's a good example of the UN just kind of saying, well, you know, you're all in the same boat. No, you're not. And I think you have to draw that line, Annie, of moralism. And I think it's important of who's good and who's bad and stick to it. By the way, this government hasn't done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Not very well either.
Yeah, that's the principles matter, and you need to know what they are going into the conflicts and to these types of news stories as they develop so that you can adhere to them in the midst of them. I think that's great. That's a great point. Thank you, General, for being with us today. Always love your insight on these issues because they make it a little more clear for the rest of us to understand. So we're thankful for you.
Thank you, Annie. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.